is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can.
We are cutting edge here. It's been Nestle Purina since 2001. Welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box, and the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12. Gatesworth, one of our great sponsors. 170 in Del Mar is the location. Go to their website, and you can look at their amenities where they can, on display, you'll see a swimming pool, a workout facility, elegant restaurant, casual restaurant. But the best thing about the Gatesworth is the answer is always yes when you call onto the front desk. So basically anything you want, you get. It's the best in senior living, the Gatesworth. We appreciate them being with us on the program. There is a Rooster downtown also. It's been there for a few years.
Yes, there is. I've been there a couple times.
You've been to that Rooster?
I've been to both.
Okay.
Grand and the Rooster. I think it's Olive downtown, maybe.
Were you equally impressed?
Yeah, it's good. It's not as big because it means downtown, but it's a nice little area.
Well, because you are a crepe guy, correct?
I've never had the crepes there. Oh. I've always had, they have a good farmer's platter with a variety of things. I've had the pancakes before. Those are good.
Yeah. You're a big Nutella crepe guy.
Yes.
At the crepery, is it?
Yes. City House and Coffee House and Crepery in Clayton.
Have you ever had a crepe, young Brendan?
Yeah, not often, but I have before, and I have been to that Rooster downtown as well.
Locust, yeah. Not Olive. Locust.
Very good. All right. Correction, Frank. Floyd is 51-0. He got a KO on his baby mama, too. That purse got him three hots. What's it?
Three hots and a cot prison.
Oh, very nice. Frank, race night was awesome, but I haven't heard anything about the parking situation. 2 hours in a line to park on the way in, 2 hours on the way out. Yeah, that's the dent in their armor, and I'm sure that's something that's going to be addressed. I don't know what you can do, but I do know that they have more parking. Curtis bought some more land right next to it to make it easier. I'm not sure what they can do, but yeah, it was tough getting out of there.
Is it just one of those places where it's one way in, one way out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know when you go and there's only one way out of that thing. I wonder if there could...
Kind of like the soccer park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you kind of appreciate, like, Busch Stadium and there's parking garages
right
on the side.
He's got to bring a game. Bring, like, some bags or something like that. Play that for a few hours and let everyone else leave first.
Yeah, I'm walking to my car real late because we did all these interviews. There were a lot of intoxicated people on their trucks just kind of... kicking back and relaxing. What was the story on the race attendance? It looked like 3/4 of the seating on the side and ends were totally empty. No. That entire set of bleachers right in front of the track, the ones that they actually sold tickets to, were completely sold out. And believe me, I walked from end to end. Now, here's what happened is, if you look on TV and you see him driving around, well, you see him driving around an empty bleacher. Well, that's because they didn't, that 20,000 set of bleachers, they didn't sell tickets to. Their goal was to sell out the 40, and that's what happened. But if you watch them go around the track, you think, oh boy, then it's not sold out. Well, that's because they didn't sell it to that section. And maybe if they get NASCAR, that would be the way to do it.
Amen to that, Frank. Would love to bring my dogs to work and see other people's dogs at work as well. They lift the spirits like nothing else. Tim.
Now, Brendan, would you want to make it cats or anything?
I don't know if cats would be a good idea in a workplace, being honest. Love them to death.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know about that.
Brian, would you, now, do you have a dog right now yourself?
My parents have a dog that it's a golden retriever.
Oh, my gosh. I bet that's the greatest dog
ever.
He's
active.
Yeah, but still an unbelievable dog.
Yes. There is a back entrance to Gateway Motorsports Park.
Is.
But Brett Hull's East Side Bonfire says he's afraid to say it on air because he doesn't want to lose his easy entrance or exit.
Okay. All right, it's going to be his little secret. That's good. All right, let's get
he'll Coach. Be calling us.
Oh, he's calling us. All right. I want to tell you about Dr. Jones. For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers. In fact, Dr. Michael Jones was at the race on Saturday night with his children, 866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show, and he practices complete eye care in the metro area, from routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery. Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He's board certified in ophthalmology, and he's an assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area. When you call them, tell them I sent you. Remember, that phone number for Dr. Michael Jones is 866-260-EYES. All right, Missouri against Missouri State on Saturday afternoon in Columbia. It's our pleasure to welcome a man who had a great run at the University of Missouri, a part of a staff that went to 10 bowl games and won 10 games five different times. He's rebuilding the program in Springfield right now. He is Dave Steckel. Coach, great to be with you. How are you today?
Frank, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, my man.
So give us an idea of your excitement level going back to Columbia.
I'm chuckling at you. My excitement level, honestly, is there's very, very much missed emotions, and most of the emotions come back when you ask me those questions, because I try to teach our players, and I got to be an example of distraction control, and I'm going to have a lot of them back there. You know, I was 14 great years of my life back there, you know, building that program with Coach Pinkel and the boys. It's great, great memories, and in fact, there's some kids I recruited that are still on the football team. So those memories and those emotions will be high, but I'm going to have to park those and put them to the side and take care of my Bears at that point in time.
Coach, I think, you tell me if I'm wrong on this, one of the ways you'll have success and really make that program great is, in addition to do the recruiting of the high school kids, but to getting some transfers, some athletes where the situations didn't work out in a high Division I, and you've brought in some talented transfers.
Yes, we have. And what the key for us, Frank, is our transfer students have got to be guys that fit our mold and our vision, if that makes sense to you. We don't want to just open the door and have the floodgates run in, because I think we have to have some sustaining power here. I think we're sitting on a gold mine here. And what I mean by sustaining power is we need to build it from the high school ranks of this great state of Missouri and our surrounding areas, and build it with high school kids from the bottom up, and then supplement our needs through transfer students. So we will always look at and communicate about transfer students. At the end of the day, I'd love to build it with high school kids.
What about facilities? You know at Mizzou what facilities have done for that program. How are you doing in that department in Springfield?
We're moving in the right direction. We got the most beautiful stadium in the conference, in my opinion. We have just got completed a year ago, Frank. We just did our brand new weight room, which wasn't done since 1991. We have a state-of-the-art weight room now, and we've gotten permission for. We just need some big money hitters to come in here and help us to privately raise the money to get an indoor practice facility, so we don't lose practices. Once we get that indoor facility, we're going to take off. You know, we're a little bit different from the school up north, because they are self-sufficient as far as, you know, they made $40-some million just from SEC Network alone. You know, I'm sitting there saying, hey, you want us to be good? Maybe they can drop us $5 million and let us get that indoor. How does that sound, Frank?
Yeah, that sounds very good. What about a game like this in terms of maybe you're not going to come away with a W, but financially it helps the program? Can you elaborate on that?
Well, it's simple, and I don't mean this with any negative. Because of the cutbacks through the state and especially through our athletic department, the paycheck that we get through football doesn't come to football. It comes through to helping out support the other sports, which I'm all for it from the standpoint of we have 15 really good sports here, and they need some financial help too with the cutbacks. Because, you know, when all the universities got cut back, because Mizzou's a SEC school, they're fully supported through their own donations and their own TV money. Where here, when there's a cutback, you know, we lost over $1 million just through athletics alone, much less another seven to the university. So it calls for challenging times, and that's where we need our alumni and great fans to step up and help us out financially.
When you look at that Missouri offense on tape, and your roots are on the defensive side of the ball, you're a great defensive coordinator at Mizzou. When you look at Mizzou and those the triplets, the three playmakers, the quarterback, the running back, and the wide receiver, what are you seeing there, Coach?
Electrifying. I mean, I was there with Jaymon, and you could talk about a kid who's really grown up. He's always had the speed and athleticism, but now his discipline and his eye-hand coordination, his run after the catch, is absolutely amazing. And, you know, they got Johnson and Mason there. I do not know them. On film, they're electrifying. I'm pretty sure Johnson's also their return guy, who's really good. You know, Jason Reese, I recruited, and Blant was there when we recruited. They were there as freshmen, redshirt freshmen, and have they blossomed as tight ends. And now you look at Crockett and Witter that back there. Ish was with us when we were there. Crockett, I've got to really study on video. He's a not only powerful, he's explosive quickness. And then I was happened to be there right when I was leaving when they Andy Hill recruited Drew Locke. And wow. I mean, I just say, wow. He's in the next lineage, Frank. He's in the next lineage of your Blaine Gabberts and your Chase Daniels and your Brad Smith to go to the league. That kid's really, really talented. You talk about a kid. Since I've been gone those 3 years, man, Drew is so accurate. He's more athletic than people think. It's just an electrifying offense. It's very impressive.
So you think Drew's a pro one day?
In my humble opinion, yes. You know, NCAA says I'm not allowed to bet, but if I was allowed to, I'd bet money. I think without a shadow of a doubt. And the thing that Drew had different than these other guys I mentioned and name dropped is they were, for the most part, football guys. You know, Chase played a little baseball. I'm pretty sure Blaine played a little basketball and stuff. But Drew spent a lot of time playing AAU basketball and wasn't worried about football until he got to college. So he's really talented, man. He's really talented.
Coach, sometimes these games early in the season with an SEC team and a non-powerhouse opponent, they get out of hand. What's the goal? What are you trying? I know you want to win the game, but give me an idea of what success for you is on Saturday afternoon.
Well, first of all, you're right. The object's to win the game. As long as they keep score, the object's to win. Now, the reality of it is we're playing a very powerful SEC team. And what I want our kids to do is be attention to detail, be fundamentally sound, and play their ass off. And then we'll see where the chips fall, where they may. But I want our kids to be fundamentally sound and play football the way it's supposed to be played. And part of that equation is, in which we stressed when I was coaching up there, is play your ass off. And that's what I'm looking for.
Coach, you could have stayed at Mizzou, and you made good money, and you were in a great situation. Why the gamble at this stage of your life, and why is this the right decision for you?
Well, I think, first of all, I don't think it was a gamble. It was premeditated. Second of all, I firmly believe, you know, that old history book in Jeremiah 29:11 says, you know, good Lord's got plans for you. And, you know, my wife and I, we were bridesmaids for a couple jobs. We actually turned down a couple jobs. And this opportunity arose, and, you know, the good Lord led us here, and I'm fired up to be here. So you're right. I was at the end of my tenure up there. When I say the end of my tenure, I'm getting older, you know. Remember my cousin Vidi? Man, I love Marissa Tomei. You know, her biological clock's ticking, so was mine. You know? So it was an opportunity that we thought was right. So I'm not a money guy. Never have been a money guy. I grew up a poor kid. Never worried about money. You know what I found out, Frank? When I die, there ain't going to be no U-Haul behind the hearse carrying my money.
That is a great line. And I imagine your passion and going to work every morning when you wake up is exact same now at this stage of your life than it was when you were an assistant at Rutgers years ago, right? I mean, you were living and dying this stuff.
There's no question. I'm a football rat. I love football. And the thing I love about football that's very, very important for everybody to know is I love the relationships with my players and with the other coaches, you know. What we're doing here is what we did up there is building a family. You know, this summer I was blessed to go to Sean Witherspoon's wedding, you know, been to Brock Christopher's wedding and see all those old players come back and all the stories. And we play that Bruce Springsteen, you know, Glory Days. That's what it's all about, man. I just love the players.
Coach, one of the great strengths you had at Mizzou particularly was getting the most out of players, but not going over the edge and losing them. Can you explain that for our listening audience? How do you go to that fine line but not cross it?
I can't answer that question. You'd have to ask the players that. To me, it's a love-hate relationship, you know. I love them, and they probably hate me, so who knows? But I really believe that when a player knows it's the best interest for them, and this isn't about them, it's about us, and they put their self-agendas to the side and understand that to play this game, you got to be intense and fiery. So I try to set that example, number one. And then number two is they have to understand this is on the field. Here's how you play on the field. When you walk off the field, I'm here for you.
A lot of players, too, don't realize it at first that there is another gear in them. There is more greatness in them, and that's your job to pull it out of them?
No question about it. Every kid has something better in them, and that's a coach's job. You know, a coach's job is to have players do what they can do but they really probably don't want to do.
I think anybody listening to this program could see why you did such a good job recruiting at Mizzou and what you're doing at Missouri State. Tell me what, when you get into a living room now, a St. Louis kid, maybe a junior or a senior in high school right now in the St. Louis area, what are you selling in Springfield?
Truthfully, we're not selling anything. We're meeting needs. We're going to schools and saying, hey, we want you to come here, and we're looking for two great attributes, technically three. Are you dying to graduate from college? Are you dying to be a great football player? And do you want to leave here as a good citizen with a job someday with great character? And that's what, though, we're trying to find kids that meet those needs, and those are the needs that we're going to supply for them, to give them not just a playbook for the football field, a playbook for academics, but a playbook for life.
What do you think your emotions are going to be like when you're running on the field in front of 60,000 people on Saturday, the field where you spent so much time at?
I just hope I go to the correct sideline.
Coach,
you know,
great
to you. Honestly, that's going to be kind of easy, because in all those scrimmages up there, I'm going to feel at home, because every time we scrimmaged against each other, obviously, up there, the defense always went to the west sideline. So I'm going to feel right at home over there.
Have you talked with Coach Pinkel? Do you plan on seeing him?
Hopefully I'd see him, yes. And, yes, I've talked to Coach Pinkel about two or three times this week. He's actually helping me big time. They're doing a celebration for the 2017 that's there. And like I told you, Jason Ray, our wide receiver coach, who's doing a great job down here, was the captain. And last week, Jay Ray was like, hey, Coach, at halftime, you know, Mac's going to have to take the receiver. I said, well, where the hell are you going to be? Because they're honoring the team. I said, no, you're going to be in the locker room, dude. But I'll talk to Coach Pinkel. And I think he's got it worked out, so they'll honor Jay Ray right before the third quarter, I hope, and call him out, because he was a great captain for that team.
And you've loaded up your staff with some former Mizzou players.
Right, because I want guys that I trust that were intelligent, hardworking, knew the system, and that I trusted. And there's about three guys, Kenja Jackson, who played for us at safety up there. He's from Dallas, and Jason Ray's from Oklahoma, played wide receiver up there. And then we got a St. Louis great man from Deschmet, Munir Prince, is coaching our running backs. And they're doing a great job, man. It's fun watching these guys. You got to coach them, and now you get to coach with them and see how smart they are and how well they do with their kids. It's awesome.
Coach, we really appreciate your time, and congratulations on the job, and we hope you have a great season at Missouri State.
Frank, I cannot thank you enough. Appreciate you having me on, and bear up.
All right. Coach Steckel joining us from Springfield, Missouri. That's going to be a nice atmosphere. I'm sure he's going to get a great ovation. He really did some unbelievable things at Mizzou. I mean, they were ranked 23rd in the country in total defense and 19th in scoring defense in 2014. And then they have, of course, those great years where they went. I mean, think about that. Missouri football winning 10 games five times and going to 10 bowl games with Coach Steckel. That's pretty impressive. All right, before we go to break, I want to give you a little business about one of our favorite sponsors. Absolutely, Victory Men's Health. Speaking of guys who were at the race on Saturday night, Ed Curtis, who I hate to say it, I hope he doesn't mind. He's 70, but this guy looks like he's like 45, and I think Victory Men's Health has something to do with it. If you want to look a little bit more youthful, if you want to correct your low level of testosterone, you want to improve your sexual performance, why not go to Victory Men's Health? It's a beautiful office, you know, Fallon, Illinois. The phone number is 618-632-9000, 618-632-9000. They can make you feel young. They can make you feel confident. They can make you feel energized. You can feel the victory. Ask about their vitamin drip, where you walk in maybe feeling kind of old and you walk out feeling really young. We will take a short time out. When we come back, we'll take some text and phone calls coming up at 11, the Hall of Famer, Rick Hummel.